Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit. With fixed routes and on-demand response service, they've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guests today are Anna Jeffries and Leanne Schaefer with the Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Sunny skies today, high near 78. Clouds, chance of rain tonight, and then for Tuesday, cloudy skies with rain likely and a high near 74. Now, Anna, we were just joking off the air. We're going to talk about the big summer kickoff. Something tells me you're not too worried about the weather these next few days. It's Saturday that you're going to be keeping your eye on.
Saturday. Please send all the good vibes for Saturday. Last year, we still had people that were that came and had a great time, but it was very wet. So we're really hoping for Saturday to be clear skies. Spring climate is fine, but we really don't want the rain we had last year. It was a bummer.
No hip boots required this year.
No.
People bringing their own duck boats in and going, hey, where's this thing at? I need to see this.
It was,
paddle on in.
It was a washout, but people still came, which I think is like a testament to how fun of an event it is that we still had some people that came and enjoyed. So we wanted more people. And so I'm hoping this time we have more of our usual turnout.
Well, here, Leanne, if it's a beautiful weather out, you can take credit for it. If it's bad weather out, you can just say, hey,
absolutely.
This one's on Anna.
I jinxed it.
That's all there is to it. All right, it's the summer kickoff event. Leanne, you're the community outreach coordinator. I was just asking you before we went on the air kind of how big a thing is this event. This is a pretty big size event. Maybe talk a little bit about what's going to take place.
Yeah. So we cover the whole canal market, the whole length of the market. And we have, I think, like 40 community partners joining us this year. We also have a petting zoo with farm animals and some homestead activities. It's called Bring the Farm to You. And they've been there the last
5 years. This is our fifth year. And it's always really funny because they set up like old timey, like a washboard, and like the kids can
grind.
Yeah, the stilts. Kids can grind corn. They can play with a rag doll. They can hang little clothes on a line. And it's just so funny because, you know, none of these kids want to do it when they're home. But like if it's old timey, like they're all about it. They're churning. They're doing the butter churn. And, you know, it's a really good time.
They make ice cream? They got an ice cream turn, too?
No, I don't think so. Will be Buckeye Lake Brain Freeze there with ice cream, and we'll have some food trucks, grilled cheese gangsters, poppies,
Fat Kid Burgers.
Yep.
And we'll be Board of DD hands out free cookies that are pretty memorable.
They're really cute.
We work with somebody. Her name, she goes by the Wicked Sister Cakes, and every year we just say, go nuts, do summer stuff, do whatever, and she comes out with the coolest cookies. They're iced, and they're just, like, the coolest, most, like, intricately decorated cookies, so...
You hit me a little nervous, though, the way you were talking about them cookies. Like,
memorable. That can go good or go bad.
That's fair. Well, there's a picture of them on our Facebook page, just to kind of, if you want to get a sense of what they look like, they're really pretty.
But if you listen close, Dave, you now know why they don't want rain.
That's exactly right.
Petting zoo, nothing worse than wet sheep smell.
I mean, the animals don't care.
No, they don't. But your kids are petting them, and then that goes home with you.
Yeah.
Come on. Dry weather.
Yes.
100% on that.
Yes.
I was like, okay, that's not going to be smelling too good if you got a lot of rain hitting the place.
Be churning something else.
So you got it, and it's from 4 to 7. It's a free event, correct?
Totally
folks?
Free.
Folks just come down. But you talked about you're going to have a lot of different partners, but this is a great way also for folks to learn about what the Board of DD is doing.
Absolutely.
Correct?
Yeah.
People have questions, those kind of things, you'll be able to answer them right there on the spot.
Yep, we'll have... staff from our early intervention team, early childhood, transition youth, and provider relations. So we'll cover all the bases.
And a lot of the partners that we invite do summer programming or have like things going on in the summer that kids can get into. I mean, it's definitely an all ages event, but we really do look for, you know, the partners that we reach out to are those that like, you know, help support families. So a lot of places will have information about summer stuff, things to do, upcoming events. So it's a really good place to learn about those, just kind of get a good sense of what summer could look like for you, kind of some fun stuff coming up. And then also, you know, bring a bag because we'll have some, but we ask that everybody bring either a game or an activity or something for families to enjoy. So they'll get a lot of prizes. They'll get a lot of giveaways, a lot of good information.
A lot of free stuff.
Yes. Nobody leaves the event empty handed.
Memorable your cookies.
Your kid will get loaded up with all kinds of goodies and fun stuff, and then it'll be a fun ride home in the car. So
that's where I was. Well, I wonder too. I mean, how much of this old timey thing? Because you kind of landed on that. So I feel like if people are paying attention, Dave, that just like let's go old timey all summer because if it's old timey, the kids love it. So let's get them churning.
Yeah.
Let's get them shucking.
Yeah.
Let's get them doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, my kids love to take the husks off the corn. That's they think that they're doing something really impressive. So yeah, get them going.
I hope they didn't hear that because mom just kicked the dirt right on them. Hey guys, not that impressive. According to mom,
getting all the silk off that to me, that's impressive.
Do you make them pull every little strand too?
No, I'm not. I just rinse it off. It's all good.
It's like nature's floss.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, corn on the cob, little floss, all good.
No problems whatsoever.
Well, and my son has braces now, so poor kid, I got to cut the corn off the cob for him.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, he's sad about that. It'll be a tough summer for him.
Tell him it goes by faster than they think, because my oldest son, when he got his, he thought it was going to be his entire life. I'm like, just give it time, bud. This will hurry up and you'll get through it. So.
Yeah, he's dying for a Sour Patch Kid, but it'll come back.
Let's go back. Threw him under the bus. You know what? Knowing you, you probably sit right in front of him and eat a bag of those, don't you?
Oh, no. I'm a chocolate fan. That's not my style. Now, my husband will do that, but I'm not.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
Yeah, from the mom who says, hey, it's not that impressive that you scored 100 on the IQ test. You just sit there, buddy. You know, you talk about community outreach, Leanne. Did you know a lot about the Board of DD? You said 2 years, I think.
It'll be 2 years in June.
Did you know a lot about what they were doing before? How did you fall into working with the Board of DD?
So I have a degree in communications, and I used to be at the health department in Perry County and was looking for a way to be more involved in a community aspect. I was kind of behind the scenes at the health department. And this job I just saw it and I applied for it and so glad I did.
Yeah, we have a ton
it's worked
of
out.
Fun.
Until you had to come here and now she's like,
no.
We're not doing this again.
The last 2 years have gone really fast. Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. So
what are some of your responsibilities then? I mean, obviously working closely with Anna and putting events together, but I mean, what are some of the other things
you
do?
She's very tolerant of all the craziness that we have to figure out on a regular basis.
I would say April through November, I'm really out in the community a lot. Weekend and evening events, farmers markets, really any community partners that we have that have community events and invite us to, I try to make a presence, or we find other team members if it's more like school-based. We try to send like service coordinators if it's more focused on a certain age group, but I'm out in the community a lot. We have a big presence at the Hartford Fair every year, so we spend a lot of time up there at the fair preparing for that. And yeah, I like planning events like summer kickoff. We have a fall event that we're gonna have in September. Our provider relations team does a appreciation event every year. I help out a lot with that. And then a lot of in-house stuff with trainings and scheduling speakers and stuff. I do a lot with that.
I'm curious, do you find when you get out, folks will be like, well, I didn't know that you guys had these different programs and services? Do people kind of say to you, wow, you do that? Because I was amazed. Again, I'm on the board, and I was amazed at all the different kind of tentacles that the Board of DD has.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a lot of people, I feel like when I first started, a lot of people didn't know who we were, but I feel like that has shifted, which is a huge plus. It's kind of like, yeah, I've heard about you, but what all do you do? So it's fun to talk about that, all the really cool things that we do at the board, and the amount of resources that we can offer for people is just really incredible.
And I know you do a lot as PI, you know, PIO. Your hands are everywhere, Anna, with this. But I mean, does it help knowing you've got somebody? Okay, I know I can give this to Leanne, and I don't have to worry about that because you do have a lot.
Yeah, 100%. No, she's been a huge asset to our organization, and you know, when people come up to her, she's always really welcoming, always really positive, which is exactly the type of person we were looking for in this role. So
you didn't reach out to Joel and I then?
Well, then we'd have to kick you off the board. It would be awkward.
Yeah, that's the only reason. Let's go with that.
Makes you feel a little better, don't it now?
Yeah.
But I mean, you got to have great folks around you to get the word out, especially for what you do, because you know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, to deal with families, especially, you know, when they're first coming on board.
It's a lot. It's a lot of information. But I mean, I think we're really fortunate too. Like Leanne said, we have the summer kickoff. We have a fall event. You know, we do a couple big events, but then we also get invited to a lot of events. And in the last couple years, I think that's the biggest difference I've seen is how many people will reach out to us and be like, hey, we'd love the board to come and have a table. And we have a lot of places will be like, bring an activity too. So we have a Plinko board. So we play Plinko a lot. and kids love it. It's been a lot of fun. Adults can play too if they want to.
Yep.
It's really cool to just be asked to participate in so many things. And we hate to turn it down, so we really do try to be everywhere that we get invited to, just because we know, you know, we're so lucky here in this county. We have so many good organizations that work so well together, and so every time we get asked, I think it's a great way to show partnership with all these different other community partners that we get to spend time with, and we get to network too. We get to meet new organizations. You know, when we've been at events where, you know, we got to meet the people from the Furniture Bank before the Furniture Bank came to Newark, like just different opportunities for us to. And every time we go to an event, we're like, hey, we should invite those folks to summer kickoff. We should invite them to the fall festival. So I think for us, it's a win-win for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll talk about those partnerships and all the folks that'll be joining you for the summer kickoff. We'll get to that next. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Anna Jeffries and Leanne Schaefer with the Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities. Mostly sunny skies today, cloudy tonight, chance of rain. Clouds tomorrow, rain likely, high near 74. Going to get close to 80 today. We were joking about, you know, different things that you do. And Leanne, you're talking about your husband with the whole, you know, the diesel mechanic and things and the big dozers and diggers coming up at the works. But there's a lot to be said for these relationships that you folks have. But even sometimes adults are kids, the dozers and diggers, you just get over there. That's just too much fun. But you said, it's nothing new to me. My husband does all this stuff for a living.
Leanne lives a touch of truck. She's a touch of truck anytime she wants.
Now, are you get me up in one of them big rig things, or you're like, no, honey, you handle all that. I'll stay right here.
No, I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a fire truck once. He turned into a mechanic's truck, and I got up on the ladder. It still had the ladder on it. And
I was
like 80 feet in the air. That was really cool.
You must have a lot of faith and trust in your husband.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Sure, honey, it's fine. Go on up there.
80 feet in the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is pretty high. All right, let's get back to the summer kickoff. Maybe talk a little bit about the partners that are going to be there, folks, different vendors that are going to be at the event on Saturday.
Yeah, so Bring the Farm will be there with animals and homestead activities. We'll have Let's see, the Works will be there. They're going to have a table and an activity. We've asked all the partners to bring in activities. The health department will be there with their mobile unit. Licking Memorial Health Systems will be there. Par Excellence STEM Academy.
Why on the Fly.
Why on the Fly. Planasium.
Yeah, so there'll be lots of, like, Planasium usually brings, like, a whole spread of sensory
tables. Oh, they're
doing
a plant your own flower this year.
That'll
be
really fun.
I think that'll be really cute.
So it's, from what I'm hearing, it's stuff to get the kids... maybe who are dealing with a disability, some different avenues for parents to go, hey, I never thought about Why on the Fly. Or here's some things that the Licking County Health Department has to help with these, with kids especially. And again, I know you talk about the board of DD is from birth to you know, death. But a lot of it does have to do with the early intervention. Does it not, to get the families to say, hey, here's where this all starts?
Yeah. And I think that just to, yeah, it's kind of one of those things where, like, if your kids are having a good time, it's a little bit easier to, like, maybe absorb a little bit of info as well. So we're hoping it's educational for families, but also just a time where kids can get out and have a nice evening, you know, not an expensive thing to participate in. But we have a lot of our DD service providers. So our provider agencies who support the people that we support, mostly adults, but some that work in the youth space as well. And they're going to have tables and activities. So it kind of just introduces people to some of the other partners that really play a role in our DD system. You know, those providers are a huge part of what we do and helping the people that we support meet their outcomes and their goals. So we're excited that they're there, because a lot of people, until they know somebody with a disability, don't necessarily know what a provider agency is or how it works or how that direct care gets delivered. So anytime we can include our providers in these kind of outreach events where there's a little bit of learning of, like, oh, what do you do? Oh, well, we work with adults with disabilities and do, you know, X, Y, Z. So for us, that's really cool to have them there, because for a lot of our young families, like, having a provider agency on the team might be a good option for them later on for their child. So we definitely are excited that they're going to be there.
Momentum Refresh will be there.
Yes. Which
is folks what that is, Lee.
Yeah, it's a fully accessible mobile restroom. It has a adjustable toilet and sink and an adult changing table. And you have to bring your own hoist.
Your own sling, but there's a hoist. So
yeah,
there's a
sling.
Way to get lifted onto the table. And we're fortunate that Canal Market also has just a very nice restroom facility just very close by. But for the folks who need that extra space or that changing table, you know, we want people to know ahead of time so they don't have to, you know, make the plans that they often have to make when there's not a changing table or a accessible restroom available. We want people to be able to come, spend the whole time, know they have a clean, safe place to use the restroom and take care of their personal needs. Momentum is wonderful. They have somebody that works on staff at Momentum that will be there with the vehicle the whole time, so it's cleaned after every use. They're there to answer questions. If no one's using it, they're happy to give tours to kind of provide that education of, like, this is a universal changing table, this is what it's for, this is why it's helpful. It's a huge asset to the event, and we know some of the folks that are attending are going to need it, but we also encourage, like, anybody that, you know, wants to just learn more to stop and chat with Momentum, because it's a great opportunity to learn about something a lot of people don't really think about all the time.
And they are fantastic, too. I mean, we have it at the Newark Strawberry Fest, but I've seen it at different places. And I've actually done, when you say tour, I mean, it's not like it's a, you know, big building. It's just,
yeah, it doesn't,
you know,
take long.
It just didn't take long to go through it, but to learn. And to either one of you, Leanne, you know, that was one of the things that was eye-opening to me when I got on the board. I just never thought about, folks have to make plans. Well, we can only stay a couple of hours because we know. But this has been a godsend, has it?
Absolutely.
Not to help families. Have they said thank you and said, we really needed something like this in the community?
Oh, yeah. The testimonies are endless. Mm-hmm. And we've seen it, you know, firsthand. We've seen families just show up to an event and look for it or ask about it and go check it out or use it or come see us after they've used it and just say, you know, thank you for providing this. And it's just been a life changer.
Now, where else will that be?
So far we have them booked through the end of summer. They're going to be at the Utica Ice Cream Festival, Newark Strawberry mm-hmm. Festival. They're also going to be part of the Diggers and Dozers event at the Works. They're going to participate in the Touch a Truck, but it will also be available for you. So that's really cool. It's kind of, you know, a two-for-one deal. And then we're also going to have a presence there at the Diggers and Dozers events. That's July 11th.
Yes.
And they're going to have a sensory hour from 9 to 10 a.m. So it'll be, you know, all the noises and lights and stuff will be off mm-hmm. during that hour. And we'll be there. Our superintendent, Alex, will be there. We're going to be set up in the community space at the United Way across the street. Yep. And we're going to have free coffee and donuts and just a quiet space for families to come hang out and cool down if their kiddo needs to step away for
a
few minutes.
Put Corwin in one of them big bucket trucks, will you? I want to see Alex go up in one of them big things.
I want to see him 80 foot up on a ladder.
That's exactly right. She did it. Why can't you?
Right.
That's what's so funny. Now, you mentioned the Hartford Fair earlier.
Yes.
I know that is a big, big week for the Board of DD.
It
you
is.
Guys have got a lot going on out there. You've got your own building to do things. I mean, that's a big week.
Yeah, and we're fortunate. The fair is such a great partner. Speaking of partnerships, they allow us to lease that building at no cost, but we used American Rescue Plan Act funds to build out a part of that. We renovated a restroom and a shower area. It used to be a dorm, and now we have a accessible restroom on one side of that kind of refurbished bathroom space, and we have a universal changing table. We have our own Hoyer lift. Thanks to a generous partner donating that. And we have just a bathroom that's very big for scooters, for wheelchairs, for anybody that needs extra room, just kind of maneuver and get around. And then the other side, we have a sensory room, which we had a feeling last year that the bathroom was going to get used, but we didn't really know what the sensory room would be like in terms of utilization. And we were really surprised. We had more people in the sensory room than we did in the restroom.
Yeah.
It was a huge asset. We got really good feedback from families that just for some kids, like having that little break time built into the day really helped them be able to stay at the fair longer when they could cool down and kind of, you know, be in a quiet place and then go back out to the busyness of the fair. But yeah, so that's part of that building. We call it the Family Resource Center. It's right by the Trojan Burger stand, if you know where that is.
Mm-hmm. He knows where that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good...
That's hurtful.
It's a good stop.
It's true.
It is. I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, their food is great.
Hell yeah. Well, I don't know about you, but every year, it's the one thing I know I'm getting up there is a Trojan Burger. I, like everybody else, I've stood in line sweating and waiting, but it's worth the wait. There's no doubt about it. All right. Again, the big summer kickoff, Liam. When, what times, and where do people need to be?
It is this Saturday, May 2nd, 4 to 7 p.m., and it's at the Canal Market District in downtown Newark.
And if folks want information on just Facebook, all that good kind
There's
of stuff.
There's an event page on Facebook. Yep. And
we've been sharing
the flyer and sharing it with our partners.
Yep.
And hopefully they're spreading the word.
Yep.
And again, it's only 4 to 7. So, I mean, it's a few hours. You don't have to come for the whole thing. Come
yeah.
for a little bit. And
pop by, grab a cookie. Dinner will be on the food trucks.
Yep.
And it's an easy night.
A memorable cookie.
I'm telling you, man, she is a top-notch decorator.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to see it. You said you got a picture of these on the Facebook
yeah,
page already?
Yeah, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll see them. They're beautiful.
I'll have to check them out. There's definitely. And if I'm not there, save one for me for our next
yeah.
board meeting.
I mean, I get excited about baked goods, so here we are.
Well, Leanne and Anna, as always, I appreciate you guys coming in to talk about the Board of DD. And like I said, it's rain or shine, so you know what?
Yep,
no matter what.
Shine only.
Yeah, we'll
it's
take
only going to shine.
Yep.
Lots, all the vibes, all the good vibes.
Yep.
We'll take them all.
And go down. And the beautiful thing of the Canal Market District, you're still underneath.
Yep.
So go have some fun and enjoy it. Again, it's the summer kickoff event. Licking County Board of Developmental Disabilities taking place this coming Saturday from 4 to 7 at the Canal Market District. You've been listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit.